The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay, welcome back. Happy Friday. It has been a wild week of new information coming out of the cracks and the dark spaces that surround all of us. It's nonstop. And if you've been with us all week, you'll understand what I'm talking about. We have a very full program tonight, as always. Lots of information for you to consider. We never tell you how to think. We simply submit information, and you make your own decisions within reason. Now, if you're talking about QAnon, tune out. Go to another program. Do not listen. In fact, we'll probably reverse your credentials. You don't want to be here if you're a QAnon type. That is such bullshit. It is beyond belief. One of the greatest, most successful psyops in the history of controlling the masses and the sheep, who have never been more infirm in their general understanding of what's being done to them. They are critically uninformed and misinformed. But that's why the alt-news world was set up, and it was set up. And most of the alt-news world is controlled, conceived, created, and influenced by the so-called deep state. When you find the alt-world, if you're new to it, and you think, my God, I've got the truth, you are in more trouble than if you went to the mainstream media in many cases. So be careful. Don't jump to conclusions. Gather your data. Discuss it with other intelligent people you may know if you want to, and then make your decision. But don't jump on these mainstream bandwagons, any of them. I don't care what they're pushing. The alt-news world is the most treacherous venue, information-wise, that you could find. And I'm speaking not to you veteran listeners who know what's going on, but you newcomers, you're more than welcome, and we do our best to bring you information that is, in our opinion, worth considering, okay? We do not tell people what to think. We simply ask them to engage in the process objectively and without any rushes to judgment. Okay. I don't know where that came from. It's odd. Anyhow, it's the truth. Welcome on Friday. Glad to have you back. We're going to spend our first hour with Madeline Gerwick, let me just say this. Years ago, I saw a study where they took a major newspaper and broke it into its, I think there were 10 different parts, national news, international news, stocks, the classifieds, and so on, sports, style. And the number, they asked people, what parts of the paper could you live without? Rank them in that order. And the number one thing that people could not live without in the newspaper, believe it or not, was the astrological forecast. Now, that should tell us something about the rank-and-file people out there in and of itself. But, be that as it may, Madeline Gerwick is an astrologer, professional. She has her own way of doing things, and we get to share and listen to her once a month with her geopolitical, international, national, economic, and sociological forecasts. And it's been crazy. And the last time she was on a month ago, I think she forecast pretty much of what we've been seeing. Hello, Madeline. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here, and it's great to be back again. We have quite a month ahead of us. And in the short version of this, it looks like we have chaos for the next 3 months.
3 months. Oh, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, so that looks like what's promised to us for the next 3 months.
And then comes the mass funeral.
Well, we don't know. We'll have to wait and see. So because this month is pointing towards chaos and disruption, I'm going to start with the timeline that's related to these potentials. And that actually begins with the full moon we just had on August 30th. And then after I cover the disruptive cycles, I'll circle back to the other cycles for the month. And so the first thing was the full moon on August 30th. And that was pretty interesting because what was coming to light, and full moons are always times when you see the full picture. So things are coming to light. You're starting to see things that is... Jeff just mentioned a lot of information was coming out this past week, full moon. You're seeing things that weren't available in other time periods. So this time period, we had the moon conjunct Saturn and opposite the sun. And so we have a cycle that's associated with work and duties and limitations. And at the same time, you may need to make adjustments in order to handle the extra work or limitations. That's with Mars in conjunct Saturn. But for the U.S., especially the East Coast, there appears to be some major chaos occurring. Now, this is Eris, the goddess of war and chaos. She is conjunct the North Node and the ascendant of the chart for the full moon. Now, and then Pluto's also square the ascendant, so that's not too friendly.
Okay, now you spell that. I want to be sure. This is, you just said something that's very interesting and warrants
E-R-I-S.
Eris.
E-R-I-S, and that is the same name that they're giving to the new variant, which I find fascinating.
Well, I've been mentioning that for the last couple of weeks now. And do you know what the current, most recent variants are named? Eris is one. You want to know what the other two are?
Yeah, what are they?
Well, I'm curious, first of all, who's naming these? Because there's always messaging going on. Always.
Yes, exactly.
The other two are Piroli, P-I-R-O-L-I.
Okay.
And that is the name of a huge asteroid.
Oh, interesting.
And then there's Fornax, F-O-R-N-A-X. And that means a furnace.
Oh, my God. Oh,
so you got
my God.
Furnace, asteroid, and chaos.
Yep. Unbelievable.
Right. Go ahead.
So in that particular cycle of Eris conjunct the North Node, and the North Node represents the future, especially the near-term future of where we're headed. So essentially, this particular cycle indicates that we're heading into chaos, and it stays exactly in the same degree. The two stay in the same degree through the end of November. So I think we have quite a period ahead of us with chaos and disruption, and, of course, a great idea to stay prepared. Now, in this particular case, we can't say for sure, but this particular cycle could also indicate bad weather. Uranus is in the first house. That can indicate high winds. Mercury's trinet, so easy for there to be high winds. They're both retrograde, could be high winds. But, of course, it can also indicate that attempt to do COVID variant lockdowns again. Especially since they named one of them Eris. Pretty weird. Now, the full moon, which occurred 9:37 p.m. Eastern time on the 30th, also indicated a big disruption is likely. That was Sun and Moon both square the USA Uranus for the July 4th chart. So that was very indicative, too, that we're having major disruptions. And another indication, there's also an indication of disruptions in communications and travel. That's Uranus square the USA Mercury for the July 4th chart for the U.S. So there you go. There's another communication or travel disruption, which could be related to Eris variant if they did lockdowns, I suppose. That's also further exacerbated by another cycle, which is Uranus overhead is square the USA Pluto in the Constitution chart. That's in the July 4th chart. And that Pluto is opposite the USA Mercury. So there's another kind of set of cycles that are looking like disrupted communications are possible. And then, and that could represent the emergency broadcast system. We did see that they're announcing on October 4th at like 2:20 p.m. Eastern time, they're going to have the, grand emergency broadcast test. But it could also suggest other things like mainstream media being overturned, or we did see some of that with the Tucker Trump interview that had over 165 million views. It could be even weirder, something like mainstream media start telling the truth. That would be very unexpected and different.
Don't hold your breath, my friend.
Yeah, I wouldn't hold my breath on that one either. But you have to, Uranus is unexpected, so you can't you can't predict it. because we do have that Sun opposite Saturn in this full moon chart, there's a signal that there are obstacles or challenges or very heavy workloads at this time. Now, oddly enough, this full moon is also conjunct the USA Saturn in the Constitution chart. And that suggests that the U.S. is undergoing a major challenge at this time, or we have a lot of work ahead of us, maybe both, as we head into the autumn chaos. So to top all of that off, Uranus is in the first house of the full moon August 30th chart, and Pluto's in the 10th house. And that, again, can signal very intense weather or big disruptions. So we'll see what happens there. And September 14th, the new moon has a similar pattern, only more emphasized. So disruptions, chaos, and obstacles ahead. Now, September 11th, Uranus is going to move back to the degree of collapse. It got something like 4 minutes out of the degree of collapse, and now it's retrograding back into it. And so it's going to get back there on September 11th. It's going to stay there through October 20th. Now, whenever Uranus, which represents unexpected events and surprises and usually not good ones, or sudden changes is maybe a better way to put it. When it's in Taurus, Taurus represents banks and bonds and currencies, also luxury goods, things like that.
A quick question on Taurus. If it represents money and bonds and all of that finance, that is the ultimate control mechanism of the sheep. Is there any reference within Taurus in the larger sense of diagnosing what it actually stands for that would suggest that it's a master control implement?
Well, you see, the Uranus in that sign is suggesting that master control is going away. You see, it's disruptive. Uh-huh. And so it's disruptive to the control, that master control, you see. And because it's in the degree of chaos, it tends to be like something sudden that you're unexpected. You think everything's going in a certain direction, and then all of a sudden it turns around. It's very surprising. Now, in this past few weeks, we've seen downgrades for some banks during August, and so we'll see what happens this month. At the very end of this month, Venus is going to square Uranus for the third time, and, of course, Uranus will be in that degree of collapse, and it's occurring during a full moon. So we'll talk about that a little bit more, but that certainly looks like some major financial changes are in store this month.
CBDC?
Well, cryptos are favored by Uranus in Taurus, but because it's in the degree of collapse, you could have cryptos going down just like any fiat currency could. So it's not much of a safe haven at the moment. Later, I think it will be, but, you know, it's, if you're the kind that's scared, don't hang on for the ride, you know. Just sit it out. We will get Uranus back in the degree of collapse next spring again, too. So, and I'm a little worried about that one because Jupiter's there at the same time, so there could
next
be a
spring.
Bigger collapse next spring.
Well,
yeah,
see, we're rolling. Now, collapse, could it not include population?
I don't know if it would include population in, you know, while it's in Taurus. But you could have a collapse of the financial system or
well, that's where
the derivatives.
DCs might come in. They're going to try and they're trying. Now, Bitcoin is down. It's been down for a long time. People keep thinking it's going to go up, and if it gets to be 23,000, put in your buy order, they say. I don't know. The whole thing is so dicey. I don't trust any of it. It's very, very difficult to figure it out. Unless you understand that behind it are two satanic hands on the steering wheel, and they're going to do whatever the hell they want.
Yeah, so it's iffy. To me, crypto is not the best situation for right now. I would maybe wait it out, you know. Yeah, it's too iffy. Now, if you had a gold-backed or silver-backed crypto, palladium-backed crypto, that would be completely different. If you have an asset-backed crypto, that would be good. The only one I'm aware of, and there are probably others, so the only one I know of is Meta One Coin. But I think there are other ones out there. I just don't know of them. And so, that's a good situation if you have a asset-backed crypto. Now, just a reminder that September 14th, new moon, is going to have Uranus conjunct the ascendant and Pluto conjunct the midheaven. So this is, again, another sign of a big disruption. So now this could be things like hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes. These things are disruptive, tend to be disruptive. But it might be other things, and I'm going to talk about that in more detail in a minute, because Uranus can also represent the push to take back our freedom. So we don't want to always look at it as a terrible thing because it could be suggesting that the disruption is helpful. So we'll look at that in more detail. And then September 14th, again, is the first day that the eclipse season is in range. Now, the first eclipse is October 14th. That's a solar eclipse. And these eclipses, there's a second one, a lunar eclipse, on the 28th of October. And these eclipses have a primary meaning associated with fast-moving events, very fast. So we'll see. That's a very intense type of eclipse. So we'll just have to wait and see how that plays out. But all eclipses have a range of 30 days, plus or minus, for eclipse events. That means that the eclipse, even though it's on October 14th, could trigger an eclipse event as early as September 14th or as late as November 14th. And the eclipse on the 28th of October could trigger an event as early as the 28th of September or as late as November 28th. So it's a 60-day window. And the thing that's very interesting about that is there's a very, very strong military cycle in that October 14th eclipse chart. So I don't know how that's going to play, but that could we could see something happen with the military anytime from the second half of September through October, possibly into November.
That's 2 weeks.
Well, how about that? Yeah, that's in 2 weeks. And we're going to talk about that new moon pretty soon here, because that's another biggie. Right. Okay, now, the last piece of this, and I'm trying to give you this lineup for all these disruptions sort of in a row so you can kind of figure out how this is working. we have this situation where September 29th, we're going to have a full moon. And that happens to also be the day that Venus is square Uranus. And this is the third time we'll have it because Venus has been retrograde. It's going to go direct this this Sunday on the 3rd. So it's going to be forward. It's going to be square to Uranus in the degree of collapse during a full moon when things come to light. So we may find out how bad the financial system really is at that point. That's what I'm thinking it is. Now, one possibility is we don't know what the Federal Reserve is going to do in terms of increasing rates, but certainly that's a possibility. It would definitely be
Why doesn't the Federal Reserve just go away? That would be the best thing it could do.
That would be the best, yeah.
Hold on, just a second.
I'm waiting for them to be arrested any day. All right.
We have a congressional... It would have to be a congressional act because of the Federal Reserve Act itself, a new one. And that's not going to happen. I don't think so. Back in a minute. Hold on. Okay, welcome back. As you've been hearing, we're in for several more months of what we're just now getting a terrible dose of, and that's chaos, confusion, certainly mis- and, dis- and partial informations at best. People are, I'm telling you, that the sheep have never been easier to send into paroxysms of frustrated ignorance. It's just that way. It's just what they've created. So anyhow, go ahead, Madeline. This is
okay.
Going to be bad. You're talking about a military issue with 2 to 4 weeks from now, potentially.
Yeah, basically. could be 6 weeks. And now September 29th has the full moon while we're having this big financial challenge while Uranus is in the degree of collapse. boy, not too good. And one thing that might be of interest, and I can't guarantee this, but it's a tidbit that I found yesterday, and it was basically that the current unrealized losses in the U.S. banking system is $1.8 trillion out of $2.2 trillion of capital. So, now, I don't know if that's actually accurate, but if it is...
You want to say that again so everybody got it? That's important.
Yeah. The current unrealized losses in the U.S. banking system, this means that bonds that were worth something have been degraded in value because of these higher interest rates. So the current unrealized losses, they're unrealized because they haven't been sold. Is $1.8 trillion out of only $2.2 trillion in capital. So we'll see how many banks have to sell at a great loss, it could be a pretty big mess.
Is this a glimpse? Is this a sideways glimpse into the fact that a massive number of American banks are underwater right now?
Yeah, basically. They're basically underwater, and we've been seeing all of the rating services have been downgrading certain banks over the last few weeks. So, and that's likely to happen or continue to happen. And then there's also the situation that the entire economy runs on credit. And, of course, we're seeing credit slow down because these higher interest rates make it harder for people to qualify for loans. And at some point, you even have situations where banks won't loan to each other. And so, you know, if credit stops...
The thieves better learn to work together, or they're all going to be in worse trouble.
You know, if they if credit stops, I mean, that's the end of the economy. They have to start something. They have to do something pretty serious to restart it. So there's also in that full moon, you know, there's a particular cycle that's going on that could represent a problem with bonds. This is a Mars in conjunct Uranus with Mars in the second house. But it does have some good cycles occurring then, so that could help. And we are having the earliest alignment of spiritual revolution at that time, which is very helpful, very, very helpful. But it's a process that's occurring over the next 3 years. It's starting now, but it's going to take time. And that's a cycle that will reconnect people to their high self and give them a sense of well-being, creating more prosperity. So they're basically reconnecting to their God connection. That's the best way I can put it. And as they do this, you see, their frequency or vibration becomes a lot higher and their consciousness increases. And as that occurs, there's less and less energy available for the cabal to eat because they live on fear, anxiety, anger, and hate. So as people change their vibration, the cabal will literally starve to death if they haven't already been arrested. So I don't see a military cycle this month, except for the possibility that we could have an eclipse event.
You're talking about domestic or foreign military?
No, I think it would be domestic. It looks domestic anyways. But doesn't mean that there aren't things going on overseas, of course. But, you know, I don't see a domestic military event in the cycle for this month, except... that the possibility of the eclipse event could occur. Now, the other thing I want to mention here is that we're having a USA Pluto return, and it's particularly strong at the end of this month. And so back with the July 4th chart. Now, and the reason that chart is important is because that's when the colonists basically said, enough, we're not taking any more of this, and you will note that there was a military response when they had this situation. So it's only 22 minutes from exact. It's a full moon on the 29th. So we'll see. We don't know exactly what the response will be, but it could be military. And in addition, Pluto overhead is also opposite the USA Uranus in the Constitution chart. Now, that's a revolutionary energy. It's very exact for the first half of September. It'll also become very exact again in early November through the middle of December. So there's still a lot of disruption ahead. And so now my conclusion is that there seems to be a fair amount of chaos and disruption this month, but I think it's primarily related to financial chaos. Doesn't seem to be military showing up to make arrests or anything like that. So my guess is if the military is showing up, they're probably showing up in October. That's my most likely guess. And just remember, that primary meaning of those eclipses in October is fast-moving events. And, of course, if the military does show up, it will be very fast. So interesting about that set of cycles that we have occurring this month. Now, I need to circle back and tell you about a few of the cycles that are occurring in between here. And, of course, the first thing to notice is that as September begins, both Mercury and Venus are retrograde, and that suggests delays, slow sales, or transactions. However, Venus is about to come to a stop, and she's pretty much stopped right now. She's going to be completely stopped on Sunday, and then she'll gradually start to move forward. So it takes a little time for things to get back in the swing again when a planet moves forward. And Mercury is going to stay retrograde through September 15th. So you still have more rethinking going on, logistical stuff, mistakes being discovered, having a door repainted and discovered that they have the wrong color. So, you know, that's the way Mercury retrograde is. But anyways, Jupiter is also, when Venus moves forward on Sunday, she has two cycles going. One of them is for overeating and overspending. That's Venus square Jupiter. And that cycle, I can't tell you why people are overeating or overspending. I think maybe they're possibly still in the mode of vacations or something. That's a possibility. Or another possibility is they're completing repairs before winter comes. We do have Saturn in Pisces, which is typically dissolving structures. So, you know, a lot of people are probably putting in the money to prevent any further dissolving of their structures. But there's also another cycle, and this one's about entrenched financial issues. This is Venus sesquiquadrate Neptune. So, you know, that's likely to suggest there's less revenue, there's confusion, there's financial deception, illusions, and it lasts much longer than the few days it normally would. It's actually in range now. It started August 25th. It lasts through September 11th, but it's closest to exact September 2nd through the 3rd. So we'll see how that goes. It's challenged in the beginning, for sure, of September. And then on the 4th of September, Jupiter is going to go retrograde. So that's the point where we're rethinking growth, promotions, marketing, and truth-telling. Jupiter is very much associated with the truth. So it's going to be going through its backward trek, and it's in Taurus now, interestingly enough, until December 30th, and that's when it will move forward again. Now, Jupiter is associated with growth and abundance, and basically it makes anything it touches bigger. Now, sometimes that's good, and sometimes it's not good. When Jupiter touches a hurricane, that's not good. So that's a good example of when, you know, that's not a good situation. And so it's kind of interesting because we do have a good cycle going on with Jupiter at this time. Mercury is trine Jupiter. It's good for rethinking your expansion plans, your growth plans, learning plans, legal plans, publishing, promotions. It's good for rethinking these things. And typically a business will rethink their sales and marketing plans during Jupiter retrogrades. And they may hire people to, you know, become salespeople or do the marketing, et cetera, and get them trained up. So
now, let me go back to one thing. This overeating thing, there are several ways to look at that. The sheep, when they get stressed, eat. They spend a lot of time at the trough. That's called comfort foods, they call it. Comfort food.
Okay. How much ice cream have I eaten this summer? Yep, I know.
Right. And I see so many people who are not just pudgy. They're obese. I mean, if they were to fall down, they'd roll away. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's not good. That's bad.
No, and you look in their faces, they're not well. And just right. for openers, we know that over 80% of the population was injected with the deadly bioweapons.
Right.
We also know for a fact that all of those people virtually have AIDS. So the door is wide open for something to come in here, a new variant, any kind yep. of a pathogen, and just take out millions of them. They have AIDS. They can't help
yep.
it. They do.
Yeah.
That's what
yep.
you got with the shot. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, so Venus squared Jupiter is basically not just overeating too much. It's overeating too much sugar and fat. It's as you said. Well,
there goes
food.
My dinner.
Yeah.
Gone.
Right. Well, you know, have one once a week or whatever.
No, I'm kidding. I don't do that. No.
So, anyways, so the other thing I want to mention about this is that on the 4th, even though Venus goes direct on the 3rd, so think about this, one goes forward, the other one goes backwards, and even with that, we have 6 planets retrograde until Mercury moves forward on the 15th.
How often does that happen?
Oh, I don't know, but it's really a lot. not mm-hmm. that often that you have that many, so... You know, it's definitely not a time to start something new. Maybe in October, it's still all kinds of crazy things happening, but at least you're not in 6 planets. You might have 4 or 5 by then, but not 6. So not a time to start something new if you can avoid it. Because now once Mercury goes... direct on the 15th, you'll be down to 5 planets. You know, so, oh God, it's still a lot. It's just a lot. So, anyways, the other thing I want to mention here that's really kind of cool, we have a cycle that is associated with high growth. This is Sun trine Jupiter. So, Sun in Virgo, trine Jupiter in Taurus. Now, this cycle peaks on September 8th. And it's actually a very positive sign. Jupiter is fairly close, about 7 degrees or 7.5 degrees away from Uranus. And so this is actually a potential time when you might be able to invest in some incredibly good technologies for the future. Now, they're not going to be ready to come out yet because these planets are retrograde. But in the spring, they will be getting close together and they will be forward. So they may be coming out in the spring. And you may have an opportunity to invest in some of these things that you think are particularly solid and grounded. Now, both Jupiter and Sun are in Earth signs. This is very practical. These have to be very practical technologies that you're going to invest in. Otherwise, it's not going to work. So that's, you know, one of the things that we do know about chaos is that out of chaos comes opportunities. So on the one hand, you got the chaos. On the other hand, you have the opportunities. I just recommend you keep your eyes open. There could be something good that comes out. Now, I want to talk about this new moon on September 14th. This is actually quite an impressive new moon. I don't think I've ever seen one quite like this. It's quite amazing. And what's getting started at that new moon on September 14th is the spiritual revolution. This is Sun and Moon conjunct. They're trine Uranus exactly. They're trine the ascendant. They're trine Pluto. They're opposite Neptune. And Neptune is sextile Pluto and Uranus. So it's an absolutely amazing set of cycles, and it's strongly impacting the U.S. So this is really a big help at this point in time. And remember, Uranus is on the ascendant, so it could be a disruptive, but... It could also represent the push for freedom. And you can't really have a spiritual revolution without freedom, and you can't have prosperity without freedom. Freedom is the basis of the whole thing. And you can't actually have freedom without God in the equation. And the reason for that is if you take God out of the equation, you have to have the government being in charge, you see, rather than God at the top. So this is a spiritual revolution. It's getting started at this time. It's going to be closer in 2024, about 3 or 3.5 degrees to exact in that year. And then it gets within 6 minutes in 2025 to exact. And then in 2026, it is exact. And right now, I think it's right about 5, 5.5 degrees apart for that Uranus-Pluto trine. So that's a very surprising and wonderful set of cycles that we have for the 14th at the new moon. So it looks as though the spiritual revolution is leading the U.S. to freedom. And the sun and moon trine Uranus indicates that both leaders and citizens are focused on creating freedom. And sun and moon are in the fifth house, so that's where the creativity comes from. And this new moon's in the sign of Virgo, so it's very grounded, it's very practical, it's very effective. That's one of the best possibilities that we could have. However, the future may seem very unclear because the sun and moon are opposite Neptune, which is challenging in terms of clarity and can be confusion and things like that. So, but we do have those other planets that are supportive, the trine to Pluto, the trine to Uranus, the trine to the ascendant. It's very, very strong. And it looks as though you could create a very powerful change in the country to bring in true freedom. So now this is going to take time, but it's starting now. And there are more details about this in my 2023 Good Timing newsletter for the third quarter, if you're interested in that. Now, and we just talked about that overspending, overeating cycle. It's very, very close to exact at that time. It peaks September 16th through the 17th. But we do have a positive money cycle just ahead. That's Venus trine Chiron. So whatever you overspend, you're likely to get replenished soon. And that cycle will peak on September 23rd. It stays in range through October 3rd. So at least there is some money moving this month. and, of course, relationships are also related to Venus. They're also in a positive mode because Venus is sextile Mars at this time. And the cycle can also represent knowing how to get what you want. Now, this cycle will not peak, but it gets very close, and it gets to its closest point on September 27th. It's going to stay in range through October 13th, and this is all due to Venus still being slow after the retrograde, it has, after it goes direct. Now, the most major challenge in that new moon chart, the new moon chart on the 14th, is that the chaos piece, the North Node conjunct Eris, the goddess of war and chaos, that appears to be hidden, and that's in the 12th house. It's in the 12th house, so you may not see it at the time of the new moon, but it's there. It suggests the potential for sabotage to occur. So be careful out there. Keep your eyes open. And lastly, September 8th is when we get a cycle that comes in related to unexpected changes by leaders. And that's sun trine Uranus. It's going to peak on the 15th, early on the 15th, very close to the new moon. And so we'll see what happens. It can be related to leadership changes. There's another cycle that comes in range on the 13th, and that one's associated with powerful leaders. That's sun trine Pluto. And so these are happening kind of close together, sun trine Uranus and sun trine Pluto. And so you may have some interesting changes either by leaders or of leaders. We'll just see which way this goes. You can have leaders change due to illness, death, retirement, maybe arrest, who knows. we'll have to wait and see. But the powerful cycle of sun trine Pluto can also suggest that leaders have the support of the masses, or they have the support of people who are, or organizations that are powerful, one or the other. And that cycle peaks September 20th or 21st, depending on your time zone. It stays in range through September 28th. So these cycles are all kicking off the spiritual revolution that is starting this month. It's amazing. And then just a quick reminder, yeah. 2024 and 2023 guides, good timing guides, so you know good days to do important activities and be more successful. They are available both in printed and digital guides. They're available on my site at PolarisBusinessGuides.com. That's P-O-L-A-R-I-S, business spelled regular, B-U-S-I-N-E-S-S, guides, G-U-I-D-E-S.com. And I'm also available for business and personal consultations and custom timings for your important activities. And I can also answer very specific questions such as, should I buy this property, hire this person, make this investment, etc. And you can contact me at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. Whew, we got through it.
Oh, you did it. You did it. Yep. Good job.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens, but stay buckled up, everyone, obviously.
Yeah, and then also for Trump, his March 15th court date, I'm not sure that actually is going to occur, but if it does, it looks disappointing for the plaintiffs. How about that?
The
March 15th court date.
Okay. Now, that's 5 days before the first primary, something like that. It's they've set this up so it's right before the primary, or the day before.
Right, right.
It's very close. So this is really an outrageous perversion of constitutional law, justice, and all kinds of
unbelievable.
Things.
Unbelievable.
It's beyond belief. And I'm not a big Trump fan, but seriously, this is patently obvious what's going on.
Yep.
Anyhow.
Exactly.
All right.
So just for your listeners, that's what's happening. Not too
All
much.
Right. Yeah, right.
All right. Take care.
Thanks,
All
Madeline.
Right. All right. Sure. Bye-bye.
Okay. We will take a short break and come right back with hour two for you.